This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1999. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 12th, Antarctica, Bahamas, Bougainville, Canada, Cayman Islands, Chile, China, Cuba, Germany, Guam, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Romania, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, last week we were reporting that LRA 36 Antarctica 15476 had been on the air every day of the week, unusually including weekends. But Manuel Mendez in Spain, who seems to check for it every day by his own receiver or remotes, says it was missing again on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, September 8th, 9th, and 10th, but it was back on Wednesday the 11th. When Dan Robinson was also hearing it via the remote receiver in Iceland, a fair level at 20 UT, with U.S. oldies rock and roll, a change from the usual Argentine music. We were also reporting last week that the only AM station at Freeport, Grand Bahama, was off the air, ZNS3 on 810 kHz. That was as of September 4th, someone trying to hear it in Florida. But Bob Wilkner in South Florida reports to NASLA that the religious programming was again being heard as of 8 September from 22 to 22:45, messages regarding the storm and religious music after having been off the air for several days. Curious about long-wave beacons in the Bahamas, I looked up the listings at dxinfocenter.com and found there are only three listed, actually two of them in medium wave. One of them is often reported ZLS on 526 kHz at Stella Maris, which I found out is on Long Island with 500 watts. And the only other two, probably outside the path of the worst of Hurricane Dorian, are 376 ZIN at Matthewtown, Great Inagua, with 400 watts, and on 281 kHz, ZSJ, Cockburn Town, or do they pronounce it Coburn, San Salvador Island with 2,000 watts. You might check for those to see if they're really on the air anymore. Ron Howard up on Isidro Mar State Beach, California, updates on his almost daily monitoring of NBC Bougainville, 3325, a frequency also occupied, but you can never be sure which of them will be on the air by Voice of Indonesia. On September 10th, he says a major anomaly at NBC Bougainville. During a time when they should have been broadcasting around 11:30, they were off the air for quite a while, but I did hear them later, running several hours past their normal cutoff time, which was 1200. It was heard until later than 14:30 UT, NBC News at 12:03, and NBC News Roundup at 13:01, both in English, but there was no news at 1400. They played mostly a variety of pop songs. After 12:09, a relay of programs in English from Port Moresby with numerous IDs, as this is NBC. On this occasion, no Voice of Indonesia interference. He says it's been about 3 years since I last heard an NBC News Roundup segment. Then on September 11th, a second day with a greatly extended NBC Bougainville broadcast on 3325, so perhaps a new schedule. Unlike yesterday, free from Voice of Indonesia interference, today significant VOI audio making a mess of 3325. Both stations were mostly unusable. He was checking between 1217 and 1302, and again with NBC News Roundup at 1302. He says this change is not totally unexpected. Recall that this November will see the important referendum vote to be taken to determine the possible independence of Bougainville. We can expect this station to be a key means of disseminating info about the election. Shortwave is especially alive at election time. By the way, it should be pointed out that the vote for independence is not binding. That is to say, the Papua New Guinea government will decide if they become independent no matter what the vote is. against the government in Port Moresby wants to see how strongly the people feel about it. On September 12th, Ron Howard says the third day of NBC Bougainville's new extended schedule, heard from 12:09 to 12:52, with long-winded chat. Not positive the language, accented English. There was the NBC News Roundup at 13:01, but not readable. Since there was interference from Indonesian audio the day before, he expected that not to be the case on September 12th, and indeed, there was not. The same non-directional beacon reference I was checking earlier for Bahamas, that is dxinfocenter.com, maintained by Bill Hepburn in Canada, also has flagged a number of Canadian beacons as to be decommissioned on October 10th with a big red marker. If you're interested in hearing some of these beacons before they're gone for good, check out that listing. I also have it in the next DX Listening Digest. They range from 206 to 391 kilohertz all over Canada. So far there are 19 of them, including the one I had just heard and was looking up on 341 kilohertz at 0603 UT September 7th, dash and YYU, which is 500 watts from Capus Casing, Ontario, which had no trouble overriding my local beacon in Enid on 341 EI. And while we're at it, one more beacon I just logged, since it's next in alphabetical order, from the Cayman Islands on 415 kHz, CBC, which stands for Cayman BRAC, 600 watts, September 6th at 0546. On Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Chile reports on the Chilean pirate we haven't heard about for quite a while, which he's reporting when he's active, Radio Compañía Worldwide, or RCW. It was testing on 3495 kHz, September 9th at 2300 to 2315, with IDs and Chilean and Latin music. A pretty good signal in his location, presumably not too far away. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. The CRI Plus relay in English to North America at 14 to 16 UT on 11880. September 11th, it was putting out spur blobs 4 kHz above and below, but the carrier was dead air until it finally came up with some undermodulation at 1404. 15140 Radio Havana Cuba frequency, including English at 19 to 20 UT, was still on the air at 2045 September 11th, although it's supposed to stop after French at 2030, and it was unusually strong. Furthermore, it was putting out spurs from this frequency, approximately 3.1 kHz above and below, and multiples of those. I remain impressed by how well KSDA Guam serves deep North America during its broadcasts supposedly aimed at Southeast Asia. I heard two of them, supposedly at 255 degrees from Guam with 100 kilowatts, September 6th at 2205 on 11955, some nice hallelujah harmonies during their Indonesian hour daily, and also on 12040 at 2218, slightly weaker Southeast Asian talk, which must be Sundanese as scheduled 4 days a week from KSDA during this semi hour. The other days, it's in English. Bill, KK4XO, near Columbia, South Carolina, forwards a New York Times story of September 6th headlined, Radio Free Europe is poised to return to a less free Hungary. A long story you may want to look up, starting the Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty headquarters in Prague. Congressional approval for the service's return to Hungary may come this month. Matt Francis in Australia also forwards another version of this, which refers to the New York Times report, but it appeared at bbj.hu, which is the Budapest Business Journal. It says the move to relaunch the service by the U.S. Agency for Global Media, an independent federal agency, reflects Hungary's drift away from a free and open government under Prime Minister Viktor Orban, adding that it may also be seen as a blow to Trump's efforts to forge a closer relationship with the Hungarian government. Last week we had a preliminary report from Joe's Jacob in India about a number of All India Radio shortwave transmitters being decommissioned, turned off the air permanently, but without full details. Dan Robinson says, "We in the shortwave listening world are devastated, though this has been predicted." Now from Otto Kesh Gupta, we have the full details of exactly which transmitters have been decommissioned. The first round was as of 30 July. The full details with the transmitter number and their powers from each location are in the next DX Listening Digest when published, number 19-37. But I'll run through them briefly without all the details. Some of them are for external service, the higher power ones, and others are regional domestic services. Kanpur, Delhi, quite a number of 250 kilowatt transmitters. Aligarh, two 250s. Then there is Gorakhpur, Jammu, Lucknow, Shimla, Panaji, that's an external service, Mumbai, Guwahati, two transmitters, Imphal, Itanagar, Kohima, Kurseong, Kolkata, and Ranchi. Then on 23 August, several more. In Kanpur, one more of the external service near Delhi. Also, one of the 500 kilowatts at Bangalore, but there are several more left. One at Mumbai, Port Blair in the Andaman Islands is also reported. And finally, at Shillong. That makes a total of 26. Then Joe's Jacob provides a list of 15 AIR stations which are still operating on shortwave. I'll just mention the locations without all the frequencies and powers and so forth. Aizawl, Aligarh, Bengaluru, Bhopal, Chennai, Gangtok, Hyderabad, Jaipur, Jaipur, Leh, New Delhi, Panaji, Srinagar, and Tiruvananthapuram. However, the first one mentioned is currently off the air, Aizawl, but is not decommissioned. And even more news from India from Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener. All India Radio is providing on the web some different languages which we've never heard from them on shortwave, Japanese, Spanish, and German. If you go to airworldservice.org, they have a pull-down menu of languages in alphabetical order. The three new languages have been added at the end, and you can just append all in lowercase Japanese, Spanish, or German to that website. He says the new sections do not have much content yet. They feature episodes of the Prime Minister's 28 July and 25 August speeches. In the German section, the audio of the July broadcast is in English, but the broadcast of August 25th is presented in a German version with audio and text. Now Ron Howard reports on the other 3325 station, Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya. September 9th was a very special day here. Not only was there audio, which is rather rare, but heard a song I had not heard on shortwave for several years. I last reported it on September 6th, 2017. But on September 9th, 2019, at 1400 to 1409, there was news and commentary in Bahasa Indonesia, followed by the distinctive patriotic song Garuda Pancasila, which was composed by Sudarnoto, with lyrics about the loyalty of all Indonesian people to Pancasila as the only ideology or philosophy of the Indonesian nation. And he provides a recording of what he heard, as well as a clear version on YouTube. Ron Howard reports on Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, the service from Japan about North Korean abductions. He says it was back on August 29th that it changed from 5920 and 6040 to the current frequencies 5980 and 6070. On September 11th, the North Korean jamming was still very strong on 6040, checking at 1305, as well as bleeding over from North Korean jamming on 6045. 5920 is now the regular frequency of the Voice of Freedom, which is always jammed by North Korea, so unable to tell if there is a second jamming there or not. North Korea is especially slow this time to note the change. The new 5980 and parallel 6070 from Shokaze are both nice, clear frequencies. And of course, that includes English only on Thursdays. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1999. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks for financial support this week from Glenn Langston of Ireland and Louisiana, GLYNN, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, thank you for your valuable contribution to shortwave radio. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank or money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. XEG 1050 in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico, used to be a border blaster, but for quite a while now, it's not been the dominant signal at night on 1050. In fact, there was quite a lot of interference when I happened to catch their super hype voice actor ID September 12th at 0602. They were still claiming to be running 100,000 watts, effectively, whatever that means, and to be the strongest station in Mexico and the U.S. Ron Howard in California has also been monitoring Mongolia, 4895, Radio 3 presumed, September 8th at 1110 with a decent level carrier but no audio. He says the only good thing about All India Radio Kursiang being decommissioned is that Mongolia is now in the clear. Signal is much stronger than AIR ever was. Still on at last check, 1210 UT. Mauno Ritola of WRTH replies, it seems to be on every now and then. It carries the first program. As for 7260, the Ulaanbaatar site is on the air fairly regularly, carrying the third program between 23 and 05 and 07 until 15 UT. 4895 has been on the air occasionally since the beginning of 2019 during local daytime, but carrying now the first program instead, starting at 23 UT, unlike the long-wave frequencies at 2200, while the Altai site, 4830, has been off the air completely. Today, I guess he's referring back to 4895, it signed off at 1350, and again there was nothing on 4830. Let's see if it's gone forever. This was in BCDX. Even more from Ron Howard, our great source of significant DX news, now about Myanmar. 7110, presumed Tazin Radio, September 7th at 1354 to 1425. He says it was back in 2012 and 13 that Tazin Radio was regularly heard on this frequency. He's fairly confident the language now is Burmese. They were playing easy-listening pop songs. So does this replace 6165? It was too late to check for that on that occasion. What's happening here? If 7110, of course, is in the ham band, and Myanmar should not be broadcasting there at all. The next day, September 8th, Mauno Ritola checked and heard nothing between 1300 and 1350, while 6165 had two stations at 1300. At 1350, only China. Not sure if Vietnam is also active around that frequency. Ron Howard then replies, yes, it seems to have been a one-day-only anomaly, Myanmar on 7110, but I'll still check it from time to time. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association has been monitoring the replacement frequency of the mighty KBC 5960 for their weekly two-hour broadcast to North America starting UT Sunday at midnight. Well, supposedly. He says it came on abruptly late on September 8th at midnight 8 UT when there was some oldies music and DJ Dave Mason. The second week in a row, they were late coming on. Are the boys at Nauen East Germany asleep on the job? The demise of the Spanish sports talk network, ESPN D for Deportes, has left its numerous affiliates scrambling to find something else to put on the air, such as WKY Oklahoma City, which, yes, it has been in Spanish for some years now. September 10th at midnight 28 UT on 930 kilohertz, they were in English with what? Sports talk in English from ESPN. Related to the sports animal WWLS 98.1 and 640 KWPN in Moore, Oklahoma, and sometimes they're in parallel, or at least parallel but not synchronized. Even while its main language was Spanish, WKY used to run some commercials and public affairs shows in English. So, now will they insert anything in Spanish? Somehow, I doubt it. References still show KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City has 50 kilowatts day and night and directional at night, which used to put a great signal into the Pacific. However, in reality, they have kept expanding or extending their special temporary authorization, which the FCC is allowing, so they can run 10 kilowatts day and night and non-directional. That's ever since a tornado blew down one of their towers, allowing them to be directional. It seems they have no intention, or at least in no hurry, to replace it. The latest edition of AM Switch and NRCDX News confirms they have again applied to extend the STA. In addition to last week, here's another version of a report that Radio Romania International has been saved for now as a shortwave station. This came from ColcaRadioBlogspot.com via RussDX, September 8th. Radio Romania International, or as they always refer to it in Russian as translated Inter Radio Romania, stays on shortwave. The management does not plan to refuse shortwave broadcasting in order to save the budget. This was written to me by the Russian editorial staff answering my question about the possible closure of shortwave. The board of directors of the Romanian radio did not approve the proposal to close broadcasting of shortwave. This was one of the suggestions made by management in view of cost reduction. At the moment, our broadcasting is not threatened with termination. Even negotiations were held on new frequencies for the winter B19 season. This is not the first such attempt to switch to internet broadcasting, and we hope that in our work there will be changes only for the better. That's a quotation from the Russian department. At the end of August, some media reported on the possible refusal of Inter Radio Romania to broadcast on shortwave. The proposal was made by the general director of Romanian Public Radio, this who is called Georgița Severin, and that is a male person. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, editor Kenneth Vitodziki editorializes about this. I'm sure this will keep coming up as money doesn't grow on trees even in Romania, and despite the fact that they are one of the last remaining old-school European broadcasters. They have lots of good stuff, so here's the two-phase plan to help. One, listen to them. No, really, not just to get a QSL or for 5 minutes to say I heard it, but really, listen. They have lots of good stuff, from classical and Romanian pop music to cooking shows to culture and travel features, to a listener letterbox program, where you might hear a familiar name or three on occasion. If you miss Deutsche Welle and the BBC, this is not quite the same, but it's almost as good, and they cover Romanian news you don't hear about elsewhere. Number two, tell them you're listening and that you appreciate their programming. Be specific. Do you like the music? Say that, and say why, and what else you'd like to hear. Do you like the travel show? Tell them that, and ask a question about Transylvania or Bucharest or whatever. Engage them with something more than you were 5x9. Don't know where to find them. Their English schedule has appeared in Great Lakes Monitor and everywhere. Don't let this one get away. There have been too many prove the experts wrong, with 100 or so reports and comments from listeners in Michigan alone that will have a hard time saying nobody listens to shortwave in North America. We can't do this by ourselves, but if nobody steps up, it will not happen. One of their English broadcasts I've run across recently, which has been active, is 2030 UT on 13650. A September 12th press release from USAGM via Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener is about recognizing CEO John F. Lansing and his leadership and dedication. They're bidding farewell to him as CEO and director, departing the agency at the end of September to take over as CEO of National Public Radio. As the meeting was the final of CEO Lansing's tenure, the board offered heartfelt thanks for his bold vision and transformational leadership. About world radio scheduling on WRMI, to our surprise, our UT Sunday 0130 broadcast on 5850 was replaced by something else as of September 8th. But Jeff White has agreed to move World of Radio 24 hours earlier for the foreseeable future. That is UT Saturdays at 0130 on 5850. That's the antenna beam, the only one we have northwestward across North America. And at that same time, 5010 to the south has been added in parallel. And furthermore, we're already on 7780 to the northeast also at 0130 UT Saturdays. This will be only the second shortwave broadcast of each cycle, so you can get your World of Radio news rather freshly, the first one being Friday at 22 on 9955. However, on Wednesday, September 11th, we discovered that another World of Radio time on WRMI had suddenly been replaced by something else Wednesday at 21 UT on 9955. Now we're hearing Radio for Peace International in French, although the schedule was still showing World of Radio. As for our broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio in Germany, as we've been noting, the Saturday 14:30 UT broadcast on 9485 has severe interference from Romania on 9490. And HLR is, of course, relatively low-powered. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, has some suggestions for improvement in their frequency usage. It seems HLR has only three frequencies available, but they may switch them around, or we hope they can. He suggests that the Saturday 0630 broadcast of World of Radio should be on 7265 instead of 6190. Saturday at 14:30 on 6190 instead of 9485, and Sunday at 10:30 on 9485 instead of 7265. Since Alan Weiner has kept twitting that tests of World's Last Chance 500 kilowatt superstation would be resuming shortly, we've been checking through September 12th, but not heard on any of the new scheduled frequencies yet, 17735, 15705, 12120, or the originally planned one, 9330. On his worldwide show September 8th, he did say that someone from Ampagon who used to work for them, an engineer called Norbert from Germany, was at the station working on getting the antenna in shape. Meanwhile, someone has drawn to our attention an audio video from the website of World's Last Chance. It claims that the U.S. is the beast, as exemplified by the bison, and that among the terrible things the U.S. is doing, it will next require the rest of the world to worship only on Sundays. The whole thing seems rather anti-American to us. World's Last Chance, that's what they have in store for us via WBCQ. There are three 1540s in Texas, all in Spanish with different formats, and some of them have changed. One of them is considerably off frequency to the low side, below 1540, and that's KGBC in Galveston. They had been listed with a Tejano format, but Stephen Luce in Houston says they're no longer Tejano. They switched to Spanish religion a few months ago. KEDA in San Antonio is supposedly still Tejano music, and the 1540 in the Metroplex, KZMP, had been ESPN Deportes, but now it has to be something else. Manolito recorded via remote receiver one of their IDs as La Ranchera 106.7, which means it's simulcasting the 106.7 station in Münster, Texas, way up west of Gainesville on the way to Wichita Falls. On September 9th, CBS Television launched a new sub-channel, first on its own and operated TV stations, to expand to CBS affiliates. It's called Dabble, spelled D-A-B-L. It's an advertiser-supported lifestyle network featuring world-renowned experts such as Martha Stewart. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field mostly quiet, until September 26th when ANK indices start to climb, reaching a peak of 45 and 6 on September 28th. Solar flux 68, inching up to 69 by September 23rd. And that's World of Radio 1999. Glenn Hauser inviting you to be sure to hear me again next week.